This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Let's talk about this rent, folks. And as I said, regarding the weather, when it rains, it pours. And a new report says it's been raining for a long time when it comes to rent prices going up and salaries going, well, not keeping up. And it's leading some people to think there's no way we'll ever be able to catch up with this trend. We hit the streets of New York today to talk about it. Mary Lynn Buckley.
If it feels like everything is just adding up to a lot more than it used to be, you're not wrong. A new report says rents are climbing much faster than our paychecks. For Vidal and Amarian, living in NYCHA's Toad Hill houses, they're feeling inflation every week.
It's just getting so tight nowadays that we just don't know what to do anymore, you know, and it's killer. A lot of people are drowning out here.
The jobs that we have not benefiting enough, whether it's through health or the checks.
A new study out by the Fiscal Policy Institute says that housing costs grew 57% faster than wages for renters here in the city from 2019 to 2023. Economist Emily Eisner says that's why it's so hard to afford the cost of living.
We can confirm this with data and see just how bad it is.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Toad Hill, Staten Island.
Yeah, and that new report from the Fiscal Policy Institute turning a lot of heads, folks. It underscores the runaway prices on rent here and how much wages in New York are struggling to keep up with inflation and, some people say, heavily and unnecessarily inflated rent prices. But that's another story for another day. A tourist in the hospital this afternoon, listen to this, after being slashed on the Upper West Side earlier today. We've heard enough of that this week, right? Cops say the attack happened about 10:20 a.m. on West 86th Street between Columbus and Amsterdam. It's unclear what led up to the slashing, but the 55-year-old man suffered minor injuries to his ear and his cheek. Police are still looking for the attacker at this hour. A New York urologist convicted of sexually abusing his patients facing more trouble today. How about 150 new civil cases? Darius Paduk was convicted of sexually abusing folks under the guise of medical care for years. Well, now he's being sued by more alleged victims who are also going after the hospitals he worked for. That brings the number of cases against Paduk to 310 now. The North Bergen resident was convicted by a jury in Manhattan federal court back in May for sexually abusing seven patients, including four children. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy touting a number of improvements made to public transit following some headaches for commuters earlier this year. He met with leaders of Amtrak and NJ Transit today, where they discussed upgrades to train service, infrastructure, and reliability along the Northeast Corridor.
Coming out of today's meeting, our commitment to modernizing our region's rail infrastructure remains ironclad. And today's meeting does not mark the end of our shared efforts.
Among the improvements over the past 5 months, they say all tracks have been inspected between Trenton and New York City, and they've made thousands of hardware replacements along that entire stretch. In an effort to boost street safety now, Suffolk County launching a dual crackdown on both drunk driving and dangerous street stunts like drag racing.
Every year we hear about someone dying on the roadways here in Suffolk County because of a drunk driver. County Executive Ed Romaine says there is a new task force focused on intoxicated drivers.
The pain and the agony that people are in the accident, and what that means for their family, if any of them passes away, the sadness at this time of year.
Police Commissioner Robert Waring says the task force also looks for those taking over our streets to perform street stunts and drag racing.
Our criminal intelligence section is very aggressive, monitoring any potential street racing takeovers.
Recently, seven street takeovers were broken up, cars seized, and people arrested. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Yaphank, Long Island.
The city controller says NYCHA needs to get a clue, as there needs to be way more oversight when it comes to repairs being made at the buildings.
Anna Valdez lives in the Gravesend houses.
When I moved in, they were supposedly fixing the ceilings and the sides of the building, the brickwork. I don't know what they did on the ceilings because as it rained and snowed, my bedroom was raining.
City Comptroller Brad Lander reviewed $135 million worth of apartment repairs.
And what the auditors found was that 46% of the time, nearly half the time, the purchase orders lacked evidence that any work was performed.
He wants tenants to be able to rate the work and the contractors using an app. He says tenants would have a say and there would be a record. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We'll keep you posted on that. That's something. Also today, New York City has a new police commissioner, and it's not her first rodeo. Jessica Tisch had been with the NYPD more than a decade before running sanitation. Now she's back in an historic move, which makes her only the second female police commissioner in the Big Apple.
Jessica Tisch is back where she started her career in city government. Sanitation commissioner for the past 2 years, Tisch is returning to the NYPD as its second woman commissioner. She spent 12 years there, eventually overseeing 911 operations. Here's her message to New Yorkers.
I hear you loud and clear. The mission is to keep you safe, to make you feel safe, and to improve your quality of life, to restore dignity and order to every street, every neighborhood, every borough in the city of New York.
Tisch also led the city's IT system. Mayor Adams says much of the NYPD tech you see now began with Tisch.
I need someone that's going to take the police department into the next century. I need a visionary.
Tisch begins her new job Monday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Meantime, she'll take on 1,000 extra police officers on patrol when she takes over. That announcement made by Mayor Adams and the interim NYPD commissioner, saying they'll devote dollars to areas of policing which involve mental health cases.
November plan adds 2 police academy classes, which will put 1,600 new officers on our streets by October 2025, increasing our uniform force to nearly 34,000.
Of course, the reason comes on the heels of a deadly stabbing spree which played out in Midtown this week. A man went on a rampage, leaving 3 people, total strangers, dead. A former billionaire investor will be sentenced today for his role in a wide web of schemes which ultimately cost Wall Street banks more than $10 billion. Bill Hwang was convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, securities fraud, and wire fraud for illegally manipulating the prices of publicly traded securities and defrauding many leading global investment banks and brokerages. Prosecutors seeking 21 years in prison.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.